Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Some days are perfect for sitting and soaking it all in. If you prefer standing or reclining, that's okay too. The important part is the soaking it in part. The it I refer to are the things going on all around us at any given moment, the sounds and the smells, the temperature and the mist, the atmosphere, if you will. The perfect soaking day has a required temperature, different for each one of us to be sure, but perfectly suited nonetheless to contemplation. One needs to be comfortable to ponder properly. Shivering is not conducive, nor is sweating. The temperature of my perfect day is between 68 and 71 degrees Fahrenheit. I like the air to be somewhat cooler than my skin surface, just enough to sense the difference between me and the air. I want my hands to be free and my pockets to be empty. Carrying something, anything, when you're soaking it in, leads to distractions. If you're carrying your phone, there's a chance you'll answer it. Talking is not soaking. If you bring a notebook, you'll make notes. And writing is not soaking either. If there's change in my pocket, it will jingle. If I sit on my wallet, the sitting will not be perfect. If my pocket knife is pocketed, I'll whittle. And whittling is not soaking. I want to be seated on my soaking day, sitting down when I take it all in. But this was a tough choice to make. Standing and turning slowly has tremendous charm to it. You get the panoramic picture that way, and you look very cool to someone passing by. They think, he must be a poet, or at least a songwriter. Reclining is attractive, too. To be on one's back when taking in the sky is pretty near perfect. If done properly, there should be no distinction between you and the sky. You should be in the sky. For me, reclining comfortably very often leads to napping comfortably, and therein lies the rub. I adore a good nap, but sleeping is not the same as soaking it all in. So, I sit down when I soak. What I'm sitting on is not so important to me. I've had great soaks sitting on a stump, and I've had them sitting in my truck. The deck furniture has been excellent, and so have the bowed branches of the arborvitae. I have found myself astride the mower in the middle of the prairie when I am compelled to turn off the engine. This leads to a great soak. I highly recommend it. No, the important factor is not the seat, as long as it's comfortable. The important thing is the place in which you are sitting is exactly where you want to be sitting, being there. Which brings us to where there is. Gertrude Stein famously said about Oakland, "There is no there, there." That's kind of a tough tag to lay on Jack London's town. Surely there must be spots in which to soak in Oakland. It depends on who is taking the bath, I suppose. I have soaked it all in the middle of Manhattan. I have contemplated in the Catskills. I have absorbed the atmosphere in great cathedrals. And I've tuned it in, sitting in the third base stands at a Loggers game in lacrosse. If the place is compelling, if you find yourself just coming to a stop and commencing the soak, then it's the right place for you. There may be one right place, or you may have 100. You'll know it when you're in one. Just the other day, in the middle of a very busy harvest day, I left the hot field and walked back towards the cabin. There's a magnificent stand of old Norway spruce along that way. The temperature inside that grove was fully 15 degrees cooler. I was no more than 4 paces into it when the overwhelming feeling of relief and serenity hit me. The air smelled so green. Tension evaporated, and I commenced to soaking it all in. It was the best 5 minutes of a very good day. It also served as a reminder to pay attention, to stay open to a soak when one presents itself. It's just too easy some days to put it off, too easy to let those chances float by unnoticed. A shame, really. I say soak it in while you can, where you can, and let the rest of the world take care of itself for a while.